This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
Today we have a small narration related to one of our great scholars of Islam, and in fact, one of the most bravest amongst the scholars in terms of speaking against those who were tyrants. And this was the scholar that was known as Ibn Abi Dhi'b. He was a scholar who was found in Medina. He was born in the year 80 after the Hijri, which is the same year that Imam Abu Hanifa was born. And he existed around the time, obviously, of Abu Hanifa and also Imam Malik, who he met on many occasions. Ibn Abi Dhi'b was a very knowledgeable man and very pious. In addition to, as I mentioned, he was someone who was very firm. And the narration, the story that I have for you today, is that once he was sitting in the masjid with a lot of other people sitting there, a lot of ulama, a lot of students of knowledge, etc. And then the Khalifa at the time, who was known as Al-Mahdi, was the son of Abu Ja'far Al-Mansur, one of the Abbasid dynasties. So he enters the masjid and everybody stands up. You know, it's a form of not just out of respect, but it's almost like out of awe for the Khalifa. And this is probably, you know, sometimes the Prophet, sometimes people fall into the category of what the Prophet said: whoever wishes that people would present in front of him standing, meaning that whenever he enters, they stand, then let him prepare for his seat in the fire, because there's an element of arrogance there. Now, I'm not saying that's what Al-Mahdi wanted, but obviously as he entered the masjid, everybody got up. There was that kind of awe that he had as the Khalifa. People also at that time, if you imagine that the Abbasid were people who overthrew the previous Khilafah, the Umayyad Khilafah, there was a lot of bloodshed, a lot of killing, and a lot of oppression. So people were also afraid of these rulers. However, Ibn Abi Dhi'b, he didn't stand up. And everybody's standing, he's sitting there not standing. So Al-Mahdi said to him, "Wah, what's happening? Woe to you, why don't you stand up? Everybody else has stood up." He said, "You know what? I did want to stand up, but then I remembered the saying of Allah, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, on the day that the people will stand before the master of the worlds. So I'm going to leave my standing for that day." And that's it. He was silent. Al-Mahdi said, "You have made all the hairs on my back stand because of what you have said." And that was a big sort of, almost like an admonishment to Al-Mahdi. Don't expect people to stand up to you, because the one who really deserves our standing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody shall stand before him on that day and be answering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this story shows us the necessity for people to have the courage and to brave to speak out, because when you have that courage, and when that courage becomes dissipated in the society, then oppression will reduce. However, when people are afraid to say to the tyrant, "You are a tyrant, you're oppressing others," they don't speak out, then the tyranny will spread everywhere. Thanks for listening. Assalamu alaikum.